Today's daf is Brachis Daf Samach Aleph. We are 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Amid Beis, the two dots, Chayev Adam Levarech V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, and today's daf is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Daniel Baruch Ben Yibadol Chayim Toivim Eliezer Shlomo. So the Mishnah said, Kishem, just like a person has an obligation to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu when something good happens to him, so too a person has an obligation to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu when something not good happens. Says the Gemara, Mai Chayev Levarech Al Ara. What does the Mishnah mean when it says that a person is obligated to be Mevarech Al Ara? Kishem Shemevarech Al Tov. Ilim Kishem Shemevarech Al Tov V'Atov Ametiv. Kach Mevarech Al Ara V'Atov Ametiv. Does the Gemara mean to say that literally the same bracha, meaning the same bracha that a person makes when something good happens, such as the bracha of Atoiv HaMetiv, so too, the Mishnah is saying a person is supposed to make the bracha of Atoiv HaMetiv if something bad happens. But the Gemara says, is that true? Vatanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Al Besuris Toiv Yisoymer Atoiv HaMetiv. Val Besuris Ro Yisoymer Baruch Dayan Emes. It's only for Besuris Toivis that you're supposed to make Toiv HaMetiv. But for Besuris Rois, you don't make the same bracha. You make a Dayan Emes. So what does it mean? Chayev Adam Levarech Al Hara Kishem Shem Levarech Al Atoiv HaMetiv. Rabbi, Rabbi said, Lo Nitzrucha Elo Lekapu. What the Mishnah means when it says that you're supposed to make a bracha for Ra, just like you make a bracha for Toiv, not that the nusach of the bracha is the same. It's not. In the nusach of the bracha, we acknowledge the distinction between good and not good. Good is Atoiv HaMetiv, not good is Baruch Dayana Emes. The point is that when a person makes a bracha, he makes a besimcha, bekavana. That simcha that a person has when he's mevarech al atoiv, he's supposed to have if he's mevarech al ara as well. Amar Rav Acha Mishum Rav Levi. Micro, what's the makar? How do you know this idea that chayev adam levarech al ara kishem shem mevarech al atoiv? And again, not that the nusach of the bracha is the same, but it's supposed to be with the same level of simcha. So the Gemara is going to bring several makaris to it. Number one, the pasuk says in Tehillim, chesed u'mishpat ashir lachem. Ashir l'cha Hashem azamero. Im chesed ashir, v'im mishpat ashir. Chesed is when Hashem bestows kindness. Mishpat is when something doesn't feel so good. Shmuel ben Chmini Yavim Meihacha. Hashem mahalo davar, belikim mahalo davar. Hashem mahalo davar zu midas toivo. Belikim mahalo davar zu midas peronias. Hashem is always midas harachamim. Elikim is always midas adin. And you see, Hashem mahalo davar, belikim mahalo davar. It's the same mahalo davar. Reb Tanchon Amar Mehacher. Tanchon learned it from somewhere else. Kois Yeshua Isesa Uveshem Hashem Ekra. And then the pasuk says Sarah V'yogay Nemtzo Uveshem Hashem Ekra. So whether for David HaMelech it was Kois Yeshua Isesa, it was B'Shem Hashem Ekra. If it was Sarah V'yogay Nemtzo, something raw, it was the same B'Shem Hashem Ekra. Rabbanan Amar Mehacher. The Rabbanan said it's not learned out from Sukkim and Tehillim, but rather Hashem Nosan V'Hashem Lokach Yehi Shem Hashem Mevoirach. That Eov said whether Hashem is Nosan, Hashem is giving, whether Hashem is lokach, Hashem is taking, it's all the same. It's Yehi Shem Hashem Mevoirach, regardless, several psukim that seem to suggest this idea that it didn't matter to the tzaddikim, David HaMelech, whether he was being mevarech al atoiv, he was mevarech al ara, it was done with the same simcha. Om Ravun Om Rav Mishum Rav Meir. V'chein tonem eshmeid Rabbi Akiva. Lo yilam hi adam rogo lo yimer. Kol David Rachman ala tava avid. A person should get used to saying, kol David Rachman ala tava avid, that anything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the good. Yod Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara brings one story to demonstrate this point. Rabbi Akiva was ka'azal b'urcha, he was traveling. Mata lahim masa. He came to a certain city, Bo'ushpiza, and he was trying to find someone that would host him. Lo Yavile. So the great Rabbi Akiva couldn't find anybody that was willing to host him. Amar. So Rabbi Akiva said, even though it's not Gishmak, because if no one's willing to host him, he's going to have to sleep outside. But kol da avid rachmanu letav azal ubas bedavri. He went and he slept in the field right outside the city. V'havu b'hadei tarnegoyla v'chamara ushraga. You may have heard the story. He had with him a rooster, he had a donkey, and he had a candle. Also, zika kavi l'shraga. Wind came and it extinguished his candle. Also, shunra, a cat came. Achle le tarnagoyla of Chagad Yefeim, it ate up his tarnagol. Also, Aryeh, a lion came, achle le chamar, ate up his chamar. Omar, Rabbi Akiva now had nowhere to stay. He didn't have his candle to have a little bit of light. He didn't have his tarnagol. He didn't have his chamar. But what Rabbi Akiva say? Called David Rachmanu le tab, ebalele that night, also giyasa, Shavilamasa. People came and they ransacked the city. Amaluhu, Rabbi Akiva told the people that were with him, Lav Amri Lachu, didn't I tell you? Kol Masha Oisa Kadosh Baruchu, Hakol Letoiva. And this demonstrated this idea of Kol Da Ovid Rachmana Letav Ovid. We'll get back to this Gemara, Shain Einmal, at the end of the daf. Amar Avun, Amar Rav Mishum Rav Meir. La'olam yu dvar v'shol adam u'atam l'fein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person, even when he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yu dvar v'shol adam u'atam, shouldn't talk too much. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, al tevahel al picha v'libcha al yimaher la'hoitzi dvar l'fnei alikim ki alikim b'shamayim v'ata ala oretz al kein yu dvarecha ma'atam. So you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're l'fnei alikim. That's what the beginning of the Pasuk says. And how does the Pasuk end? Al kein yu dvarecha ma'atam. So Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, who said in the name of Rav Meir, la'olam yu dvarev shal adam mu'atam l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who said it again? Rav Huna said it in the name of Rav, in the name of Rav Meir. This is just another one of many, many Gemaras where Rav is saying that a person shouldn't talk too much. The Rambam says in Hilchas Deis, Amru Olav Rav Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Shalei Sach Sicha B'Teila Kol Yomav. And we always speak out, there's so many Gemaras where Rav is a Baal Memra in Shas, suggesting not to talk too much. And even when it comes to Dvarim Ruchniyin, Rav in Shakla B'Tayas of Learning was Shasik Rav. Rav said, La'olam, a person should always teach his Talmidim B'Derech Kitzar. Here we have it with regards to communicating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. La'olam yiyu dvarav shal adam mu'atim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who said it? Rav Huna said it in the name of Rav. It's interesting because the Rambam, when he describes Rav's Madrega of Shtika, says, Amru al Rav Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh. It sounds a little like Rav maybe got that midah from Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Here Rav said it in the name of Rameir. Darish Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizm. The Pasuk says, Vayitzar Hashem Elohim Es HaAdam. Hashem created man. We all know the Pasuk. But if you look in the Pasuk inside, it says Vayitzer with two yuds. B'shnei yudin. So why the two yuds? Shnei yitzar and bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two yitzers. Echad yitzer toiv, ve'echad yitzer ra. There's a little bit of a play on words here. Vayitzer means to create, but it's also miloshen yitzer, our inclination. There's a yetzer toiv, there's a yetzer ra, and that's symbolic in the two yuds. Maskef Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, yes, El Meyat, if that's the case. Behema, the loiksiv ba vayitzer. Lesla Yitzchok, so you're going to tell me by Behema, where it doesn't say vayitzer with two yuds. Does that mean that he doesn't have these two yetzers? He doesn't have the yetzahara, yetzer toiv, only other where it says vayitzer with two yuds. He has a yetzahara, yetzer toiv, but not Behema ba kachazin in the maskef and ashcha ba'ata. The whole mesech is bava kama. Why would he do it if he didn't have a yetzer? Elam must be, says the Gemara, pshat in the two yuds has nothing to do with two yetzers, because if it was related to that, then it would say it by the yetzira of Behemo, just like it says it by the yetzira of Adam. Rather, pshat is kidurab Shimon ben Pazi, Dom Rav Shimon ben Pazi, oili mi yitzri, va oili mi yitzri, va oili mi yitzri. It's not so much the Pasuk is trying to bring out that a person has two yetzers, but it's more the fact that he has to live with the two yetzers, and a person is caught between the inclination to do good and the inclination to do not good. And regardless of what path a person chooses to take in life, it always comes with an invoice. If a person wants to do the right thing, it's going to be oily mi yetzri. He's going to have to deal with his yetzahara. He's going to make him a bissel meshuggah. And if a person fakari decides he's going to follow his yetzahara, he's going to be oily mi yetzri. The oily mi yetzri, oily mi yetzri. That melchemes hayetzer that a person finds himself sandwiched in between, that's something that's unique to Adam, and that's something that's symbolic in the Vayitzer with the two yuds. Inami, no chapshat, ki Rabbi Yemi ben Elaz, Amar Yemi ben Elaz, du partzufim bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adam HaRishon, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon, he created him with two partzufim, two faces, so to speak. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, achar v'kedem tzartani, there was the face that's behind, the one that's in front. We'll see more about this in the course of the Gemara, and that's what these two yuds are. So the Gemara really had three pshatim in what the Vayitzer with two yuds is coming to say. The first was maybe it's just a reference to the two yitzarim, the yetzer toiv, the yetzer hara. The Gemara seemed to reject that immediately. And then the Gemara had two other pshatim. Either the two yuds, miloshin yitzri v'yoytzri, a person's caught between those two yetzers, or it's a reference to the du partzufin, du means two in Aramaic, the du partzufin with which Adam HaRishon was created. The Pasuk says, Vayivan Hashem Alekim Esat Seila. So the Gemara is going to digress from its digression a little bit. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Chava. Chava came from Adam. And the Pasuk says, Vayivan Hashem Alekim Esat Seila. Rav and Shmuel, there's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, whatever Hashem took from Adam to create Chava. It wasn't ribs. Chadoma, one man says, partsuf. It was one of these two faces. So Adam was created du partsufen. Hashem took one of the two faces and made Chava from it. V'chadoma, and one man said, zonov. Adam Arisha was created with a tail, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the tail and used it to make Chava. Bishlam, the man partsuf says, the Gemara, hainu dechziv, achav ekedem tzaitani. That stems very nicely with this drasha that the Gemara just brought. Du partsufen bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adam Arisha, and we had a pasuk in Tehillim, kuflam test to support it. Achar v'kedem tzartoni. Elu mandam ha-zonov. But according to mandam, it says, zonov, my achar v'kedem tzartoni. What does achar v'kedem mean? Meaning, if Adam wasn't created with two faces, then what's this idea of achar v'kedem? Says the Gemara, Rav Ami. Damar Rav Ami, achar l'maise bereshes v'kedem l'puraniyos. Adam, in one way, achar, and in another way, he's kedem. Achar means he's last. Kedem means he's first. He's last, l'maise bereshes. He was the last Bria to be created, but he's first or was first when it came to Peronius, says the Gemara. Bishlema Achal Maisa Bereshis. We know that Adam was Achal Maisa Bereshis, Lo Yivriyad Mali Shabto, because he was the last creation. Adam Rishon was created Erev Shabbos. Elo, Vakedem, the Peronius, Peronius to my, which Peronius are we referring to? Elim, Peronius to Nachash. Do we mean the first Peronius that happened after Adam and Chavin the Nachash ate from the Eitz Hadas? But that's not true. Adam was not the first one to be punished. Vatanya, in fact, it's a Brisa. Rabbi said, Gedula Maschilim and Agadol. When it comes to giving Gedula, we start with the Gadol. Ubeklolo, when it comes to Klolo, Maschilim and Akotan. Gedula Maschilim and Agadol, the Chseva, Idaber Moshe Ela Haroin, Ve Ela Lazar, Ve Eli Samar, Bonav Hanaisarim Chu. So that part, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving gedula. He's talking to Aharon, Elazar, Yisamar, and what's the order? First Aharon, then Elazar, then Yisamar. Aharon, of course, was the greatest, and then came Elazar, then came Yisamar. So you see that Begdula Maschilim Anakotan, Beklol Maschilim Anakotan. Where do you find that Beklol Maschilim Anakotan? Chivon Neskalot Nachash, because you see the Nachash was punished first after the Chetz of the Eitz Hadas. Ulu B'Soif Neskalot Chava, Ulu B'Soif Neskalot Adam. So what do you mean that Adam Arishain was Achar L'Maisa Bereshis Akadam L'Peronios? Again, Bishlema Achar L'Maisa Bereshis. Yeah, that's Sukkim in the Torah. But what does it mean that it was Rishain, he was the first one to be punished? He wasn't the first one to be punished. He was the third one to be punished. First came the Nachash, then came Chava, and then came Adam. Ella says the Gemara, what it's referring to is something else, Puranus de Mabel. It's referring to the Puranus of the Mabel, the Chziv, because there the Pasuk says, Vayimach es kol ha-yikum, asher al peneyo adamo, me Adam va'ad behema, and just the Seder of the Pasuk, Bereisha Adam, va'ad behema, it says first Adam, and then it says behema. So what does Achar v'kedem sartani mean? Either it's referring to the du partsuf and the two faces with which Adam Arishon was created with, one of those two faces, according to one man, either Rav or Shmuel became Chava, or Achar, as in Achar l'maisa bereshis, kedem l'peronis, says the Gemara. A little bit more cheshbin with this Dvar Agadah. Bishlam in the Manamah parts of Bishlam according to the Manamah that says that when the Pasuk says Vayivan Hashem Elokim Asat Tzela, the Chava was created from the Tzela. What does it mean? Hashem took one of these two parts from one of these phases. Hainu Dechse Vayitzer. Then it's very good what it means Vayitzer. Bishnei Yudim. Elo Lamanam Azonov. According to the Manamah says the Chava was created from Azonov. My Vayitzer. So the Gemara says Gemara Shem Ben Pazi. Dorim Shem Ben Pazi. Oy Lemi Yitzer. Oy Lemi Yitzer. We had two pshatim earlier. What the two yuds mean. According to one pshat, it was the du partsufin. According to another pshat, it was oylem yitzri, oylem yitzri. Obviously, if Chava wasn't created from another partsuf, but rather she was created from a zanov, so that means Adam Rishon wasn't created with du partsufin. Because if he was, where did it go? Either it was used for Chava or it never existed. So what then is the two yodin? We'll say the other pshat. Oylem yitzri, oylem yitzri. Another cheshman. Bishlam mitam adam a partsuf. Hainu dechsev zachor nekeva bera'am. The pasuk says zachor nekeva bera'am, which sounds like when Adam Rishon was created, the katchila, he was created a zachor and a keva. Now, if Adam was created with two faces, so even though Adam Rishon was one, but he was really achash yishtayim. It was one that was made up of two. So that subtle diuk of zachor nekeva bera'am actually makes sense. Because on some level it was two. Ella l'manda mazanov, my zachar nekeva baram. But if it was a zanov, then Adam was created one person with a tail, but it was just one person. So what's this lashon of baram? Hashem took the zanov, made chava from it, but at the time of creation, it was only one. So the Gemara says, "Kedra b'avod, b'avod rami." Ksev it says, "Zachor nekeva b'ra'am." Ksev b'tzelam elikim asas adam. What's the stira? Zachor nekeva b'ra'am is a lashon rabim, and then it says, "Kibitzelam elikim asa as adam is a lashon yachid." Haketzad b'tchila alav machshava livrei shnayim. It was alav machshava
for there to be two, for Zachar and Akeva to be created together. But then what Hashem did was He created Adam, and from Adam came Chava. The point is Zachar and Akeva Baram either is a reference to the du partzufim, but according to the Man that says there were no du partzufim, what's the Zachar and Akeva Baram? It's referring to the Olah b'machshava. But practically, physically, the way it was manifest in the Yetzirah was really ki b'tzelam elikim asas Adam b'loshin yachid, not Zachar and Akeva b'loshin rabim. More cheshbon. According to Manama that says that Chava was created from this other parts of Hainu Dixiva Yiskar Basa Tachtena. So we understand that after Chava was created, so the Pasuk says Hashem had to seal up this wound that Adam Arisha now had. But if Chava came from the Zanov, my Vayiskar Basa Tachtena, so what did Hashem have to seal? That area where the surgery was done to remove the Zanov, so now it had to be put back together, and that's what the Pasuk means when it says Vayiskar. Noch in Kasha. Pishlem, the Mandama Zanov. Pishlem, according to Mandama that says Zanov, Hainu Dixe Vayiven. What does Vayiven mean? Hashem built, created. Took a zanov and created Chava. El mandama parts of my vayiven. What does vayiven mean? Meaning the parts of was there already. Hashem had to construct it. It was already there. Adam was created with this other parts of. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasio, the daughter of Hashem, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasio. My dechsev. What's pshat in the pasuk that says vayiven Hashem esatzelo melamit shekila kadosh baruch hu lechava. When a kadosh baruch hu presented Adam harishon with Chava to be Adam harishon's kala, so a kadosh baruch hu first braided. Chava's here, Kavi Yochel. And what do you see that in the word Vayiven? She came be krake ayam. There are places, Koirin, the Kaliyasa, Baniyasa. Someone that braids a woman's hair, they call him a Baniyasa. So Vayiven means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not constructed Chava, there was nothing to construct, but rather braided Chava's here. Dovarecha Vayiven, Omer Abchizdo, Vamri lo, Bimas Nisa Tano, Melamid Shabana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lechava Kibinyan Oitzer. There HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Chava like an Oitzer, like a place that you store things. Ma Oitzer Zek. Just like a noitzer on top, it's narrow, but then as it gets lower, it's wider. So that it should be able to contain the peiros that you're putting into the oitzer. A woman is kitzara milmato. The rechem of a woman, so the opening is narrow, but then it expands like this. The woman will be able to have this. Hashem took chav and brought chava to Adam. You see from here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was literally a shatchan. He was making the chasana happen. So Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that the zivug of Adam and Chava was so important that he himself, again, Kaviyachal, got involved in this. Says the Gemara, Mikan lim the Torah derech eretz. You see from here an important lesson. Sheyachser gadol im katon bishoshbinos va'al yiraloi. That a gadol should get involved in the shoshbinos of a katon va'al yiraloi. You shouldn't think that it's einoi lefich voidai. Sometimes you have an idea of a zokin ve'einoi lefich voidai. But now when it comes to shoshbinos, because even Kaviyachal got involved in the shoshbinos of Adam and Chava. Of Haimin Ayosaki Beresh, it says the Gemara, according to Madama that says that Adam Arishan, there were like two people just merged into one. So which one was first, which one was behind? So the assumption is one was in front of the other. So who was who? Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Mistaber the Gavri Saga Beresh. It's Mistaber that Adam was first and Chava was behind Adam. Detanya, lo yahalich Adam achari yishabad derech. It's a halacha. A man is not allowed to walk behind a woman. So how could Adam Arishan have been created where he's going to be behind his wife? Afilu ishtoi. It's not b'leila gesher. So parenthetically, what happens if a man and a woman, they both meet on a bridge? So the halacha is yisal kenel litzdadim. The man has to try to go to the side. You can't walk behind a woman, even if you're on a bridge. V'chala oivar achari yishabad nohar. Ein loy chelak la'olam haba. If somebody walks behind a woman, now this is only in a nahar, ein loy chelak la'olam haba. And the reason is because the woman is going to be in a compromised position as far as sneis goes. So this is already chomer. Tanu rabbanon hamartza mois le'isha miyada liyada. If someone counts money. And he's handing the money to a woman, and the reason he's doing it is kedei l'stakaba, so he should be able to look at her. What does that mean? Manoyach, as in Shimshon Hagibor's father, was an Amoritz. Because the pasuk says vayelach manoyach achra yishtoi. So pasuk means he just followed his wife. But the Gemara at this point is understanding it literally that. that he was behind his wife. How could he be behind his wife? Not allowed to be behind your wife. Oh, must be. Didn't know the halacha. He must have been in Amma Oretz. Maskef l'Rav Nachman by Yisrael miyato Gabi Elkana. The pasuk says by Elkana. The chesiv ayelech Elkana achere yishtoy. Now Tosfos says, very small Tosfos, might as well learn it. The second Tosfos on the Yomid, shibushu. This pasuk is a this is a mistake. She ain't pasuk except bechol amikra. No such pasuk. But like Garcin on the Gabi Elisha. This is really a pasuk. The chesiv ayokum vayelech achareho hachinami achareho mamish. How could that be? Elkana, Elisha, there's no way that they weren't Amei Ha'aretz. You want to tell me Manoach, the father of Shimshon HaGibeah, was an Amei Ha'aretz? So that the Gemara says, maybe. But it's not possible that Elkana, and it's certainly not possible that Elisha was an Amei Ha'aretz. Elamai, what does the Pasuk mean? Elo, Acharei Dvoreo, V'Acharei Atzos. It doesn't mean that they were literally behind her, but rather they followed their wife. They listened to their wives. So too, Acharei Dvoreo, V'Acharei Atzos. Maybe that's what it means by Manoach as well. Amar Rav Ashi, Lamai, the Kamar Rav Nachman Manoach Amoretz. According to what Rav Nachman said in the Havamino, that Manoach was really an Amoretz. Afilu Bei Rav Loikara. Must be that not only was an Amoretz, but he didn't even go to Cheder. He didn't know anything. Shenema, because you don't have to be a grace of Talmud Chacham to know that a man doesn't go behind a woman. Shenema, the pasuk says, V'atokam Rifka V'Naroiseo, now it says that Rivka was acharei ha'ish. So you see that just from being a little bit of Mavis Sedra and some of the earliest parshiyos in the Torah, you should already know this. So not only was Manoach, according to Rav Nachman, Sedra Vashi, and Amoretz, but he wasn't even a Bei Rav. He Pashut didn't know anything. Amar Rav Yochanan, acharei ha'riv, alei acharei ha'ish. It's better to go behind a lion than it is to go behind a woman. Acharei Yisha, it's better to go behind a woman. By the way, we're talking about a married woman. Not to be behind an Avodas Kechavim, an Avodas Zorah. Acharei Avodas Kechavim, better to be behind Avodas Zorah. Acharei Beis HaKnesses, B'shosh HaTzibur Mespound. That's the worst. To be behind Beis HaKnesses, when the Tzibur is davening, meaning the Tzibur is davening, they're all participating, and you're not, says the Gemara, but you have to read the fine print. Number one, V'loy Amar and Eldoloy Darimid. We had this already earlier in the Masechta. This idea that it's considered very chomer to be Acharei Beis HaKnesses, B'shosha Tzibur Mespalim, is number one, if you're not carrying anything. V'i Darimid, you lesson. But let's say you're carrying something, it's not an issue. Meaning, if it looks like you're not doing anything, and you're still not davening, then it's considered a bad thing. But let's say you're carrying something, so yeah, it looks like you're on your way to work. You're not going into shul, not because you don't want to go into shul, but there's a reason for it. Additionally, is only true if there's no other shul, or there's no other way to get into shul. Meaning, if you pass the opening to the shul and you don't go in when everybody else is going in, there's nowhere else to daven, and there's no other way to get into the shul, so then you have this halacha. But if there's another pasuk, you don't have this halacha. It's also true if you're not riding a donkey, of a rachav chamara, maybe your car as well. That's not by then. You don't have this halacha. And then finally, monach tefillin. It's only true if you're not wearing tefillin. Abba monach tefillin less lumba. Meaning, if it looks like you're being pyrrhic oil, that's when this halacha is true. But if it doesn't necessarily look like you're being pyrrhic oil, the Gemara gave four examples of it, then this halacha wouldn't be in effect. Omar Rav. Rav said, so returning to the topic of the Yetzahara. Why were we talking about the Yetzahara? Because we mentioned Vayitzer, the two Yuds, Yetzer, Yitzri, Yoitzri. Says the Gemara, Yetzahara doimel zvov. The Yetzahara is comparable to a fly. The Yoshev ben shnei maftechei halev. And it sits at the entranceway to the heart. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Zavuvei Mavis, Yavish Yabi Hashem Rekeach. So Zavuvei Mavis means the Yetzahara. You see, it's compared to a Zavuv. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, Kemin Chito Hu Daima. He's like a stalk of wheat. Shenemar, the pasuk says, La Pesach Chatos Roivetz. Chatos is a chet. It's also Miloshen Chita. According to one man, the Eitzadas was a chita. Tanu Rabbanu, Shtei Kloyes Yesh Beibadim. A person has two kidneys. Achas Yoyatztoi L'Toivo. One is Miyayetzim. It counsels him to do the right thing. V'achad Yoyatztoi L'Ra. And one counsels him to do the wrong thing. So you see very often, Psukim and Chazals, that the kidneys are somehow associated with Eitzah. So Shtei Kloyes Yesh Beibadim. You have two. One is Miyayetzu L'Toiv. And the other one is Miyayetzu L'Ra. Mestabra says, the Gemara, the Toiv L'Mina, that the right one, the one to the right, is the good one. V'ra L'Smoyloi. D'chsev Lev Chacham L'Yaminoi. V'Lev Ksil L'Smoyloi. So stomachs, the two kidneys, Tanu Rabbanon, Kloyois Yoyatzois. So the Gemara is going to tell us some of the rest of the story in terms of what the vital organs of a person, what their function is. So the kidneys are for Eitzah. Lev, the heart, maven, understands. Lashon, the tongue, mechatech, it prepares a person's speech. Peh, goimer, That's how you physically talk. The veshet, the esophagus, is machtes umoitze komine meichel. That's the food pipe. Kana, of Masechtas Chulin fame, the trachea, moitzikal, that's how you talk. Reya, the lungs, shayeves komine mashkin, so it absorbs different mashkin. Kaveh, the liver, koyes, causes a person to be bekas. Mara, the gallbladder, or the gall, zeirekes baitipa umanichta, is what calms a person down. Tchoil, the spleen, soichek, korkevon, toichen, grinds food. So that's in birds that have kurkavans. Keva, a person's stomach. Yeshena, get a person to go to sleep. After nose, neir wakes you up. Says the Gemara, neir hayoshen, yoshen haneir. If the stomach and the nose will reverse their jobs, nimaik, a person will die. Vahoylechloi. So that would be a very bad thing. Tana, im shneim yeshenim. If they're both sleeping, yeshneim na'irim, they're both awake. Miad mei. So if the nose does the job of the stomach and the stomach does the job of the nose, or they both do the job of the stomach and they both do the job of the nose, regardless. Miad mei. Instantly. Tanya Rabbi Yisag Lili Yoyim, tzadikim yetzatoiv shoiftan. The tzadik, again, on the topic of the two yitzarim, the yetzatoiv rules them. They're governed by the yetzatoiv. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'libi Cholo Bekirbi. David HaMelech said, Libi Cholo Bekirbi, as if the Yetzahara inside of him was dead. He was only governed by the Yetzatayv. Rishayim Yetzirah Shayftam Shenema. The Pasuk says, Nu'um Pesha L'Rasha Bekerev Libi Ein Pachad Elokim L'Negadeinav. He doesn't have any Pachad Elokim. Beinunim, what about today? Beinunim Zevezeh Shayftam. So they're ruled both by the Yetzahara and by the Yetzatayv. Shenema Yamid Liyamin Evyon Le'ishia Mishayftei Nafsha. Shayftei is a Lashon Rabbim. So you see there are two rulers. Amar Rava Kagoyin Anu Beinunim. So Rava commented, he said, we're Beinunim. Amar Le'abayas Abay told Rava, Le'shavik Mar Chayei L'chol Beria. If we're Beinunim, or if you're a Beinoni, then who's a Tzaddik? I mean, how could... Now, the truth is, the Gerissa we have in the Gemara is Amar Rava. But what did Abaya say? Leishavik Mar. Mar means Rebbe. Rava wasn't Abaya's Rebbe. Rava was Abaya's Chavrusa, but certainly wasn't his Rebbe. Who was Abaya's Rebbe? Rabba. So Lechur, the right Gerissa in the Gemara, is probably Rabba. So Rabba said, Kegoyin Anu Beinonim, and that Abaya told his raises, Rebbe, if the Rebbe's a Beinoni, what's going to be with us? Leishavik Mar Chayel Lechorbe. Amar Rava. Rava said, Leivri Yalma El Rishi Gemur, let's take a Gemur. The world was created either for Rishoim Gemurim or for Tzadikim Gemurim. Meaning the Beinonim, really, that's the Briasa Oilam was really for the Tzaddik Gomer or for the Rasha Gomer. How so? The Tzaddik Gomer Oilam Haba, that Oilam, and the Rasha Gomer Oilam has Omar Rava, lay the Inish Benafshe in Tzaddik Gomer, who am I? Person has to know if he's a Tzaddik Gomer or not. Okay, Omar Rav, Le Ivri Alma, Elo, Laacha Ben Omri, Ula Reb Chanina Ben Doisa. So Rav went along this theme, and he said that, like Rava, Le Ivri Alma, Elo Rashi Gemuri, Oilo Tzaddik Gemuri, and he gave examples of it. An example of a Rasha Gomer is Acha Ben Omri, as in Achav. And what's an example of a Tzaddik Gomer? Reb Chanina Ben Doisa, Acha Ben Omri, Oilam. Like we just mentioned, so again, we're going through these Gemaras as if there's nothing to talk about. We'll get to everything at the end of the daf. The Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said that a person has to always be benching HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chayev Adam Levarach Al HaRa, Kishem Shem Levarach Al HaToy. So the very first part of the daf just explained what that means. What does that mean? Chayev Adam Levarach Al HaRa, Kishem Shem Levarach Al HaToy. It's not the same bracha. When something good happens, you make a toiv amet. If something not good happens, you make the bracha of dayin ha'emes. Rather, what it means is the kabulina besimcha. A yid has to make a bracha besimcha, even if the bracha that he's making is baruch dayin ha'emes. Okay, but the Mishnah gave him a car to chayiv adon levarach al ra, kishem shem levarach al toiv. Meaning the Gemara, if you recall, brought different psukim from Tehillim. Kais Shuai says so v'shem hashem ekra, sorry v'yagin em so v'shem hashem ekra. But the Mishnah already gave him a car. Shenema v'yahavtas hashem lokecha v'chalavavcha. Which means Bishnei Yitzarecha, the Mishnah said, Yitzah Toiv and Yitzah Haru. Uvechol Nafshecha, Afilu Hunaitel as Nafshecha. Uvechol Maidecha, Tupshat, and Bechol Mamoincha. A person has to give away all his money for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dover Acher. What does Bechol Maidecha mean? Bechol Mido Mida Shu Maidetlach. That's the punchline of the Mishnah. Bechol Mido Mida. Doesn't matter if it's Toiv, doesn't matter if it's Rab. Bechol Mido Mida. A person always has to make a bracha. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Raim Rabbi Eliezer said, Nemer Bechol Nafshecha, Loma, Nemer Bechol Maidecha. If it's says v'haftas Hashem Elokecha b'chol nafshecha. So why does he have to say b'chol meidecha? V'im nemer b'chol meidecha, lama nemer b'chol nafshecha. Elos, Rabbi Eliezer explained. Yesh lecha adam shaguf v'chav v'al mamayin. There are people that like their guf more than they like their mamayin. V'chach nemer b'chol nafshecha. If you're one of those people, you like your guf more, You have to give away your gof. But then you have people that they like their money more than they like their gof. And for that person, Rabbi Akiva said, that means that a person has to love Hashem, even if it means he's going to have to give up his life. And on that note, we come to one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. Tanu Rabbanon, Pam Achas, Gazra Malchus HaRisha. Once upon a time, there was a very terrible Gzera that was imposed by the Romans. The Gzera was, Shalayaski Yisrael Batayra, that Jews are not allowed to study Torah. But Papas Ben Yehuda, Umotzli Rabbi Akiva, Shayimakul Kilos Berabim Vaisak Batayra, Papas Ben Yehuda came and he saw that Rabbi Akiva wasn't just learning Torah, he was teaching Torah. And he wasn't just teaching Torah, he was Makul Kihilos Berabim. He was doing it in a very public way. Amalei. So Papas Ben Yehuda came to Rabbi Akiva and said, Akiva, Iato Mesiore Mepnei Malchus, are you not afraid of the Roman government? They issued this very, very horrible decree. You're going to get caught. You're going to be punished. Oh, my boy. So Rabbi Akiva told him, I'll explain it to you with a mashal. Meaning, you want me to stop learning? There was a shul, a fact, he was going by the nar. And he saw the fish was swimming from one side of the nar to the other. So the fox asked the fish, who are you running away from? So they told him, what do you mean? There are people, there's a bunch of fishermen. They're trying to catch us. They're nets in the sea. You don't see it? We're trying to run away. So he told him, I have an idea for you. He says, you know, our ancestors, they were good buddies. They lived together. Why do we do the same thing? Why do you come out of the sea, come to the dry land, and I'll protect you? He said, the fish told the fox, you're the animal that's considered the wisest in the entire animal kingdom. You're clearly a fool. Why? So the fish said a whole kalvachaymer. When we're in our natural habitat, we're in a place where we're able to live in the water, still we find ourselves in sakana. How much more so we'll be in a state of sakana if we go out of the water? So Rabbi Akiva turned to Papas Ben Yehuda. He said, that's the mashal. Now I'm going to tell you the nimshal. Afanachnu. If while we're learning Torah, shekasa about the Torah says ki hu chayecha va'irach yamecha kach, imanu holchim umevatla mimeno alachas kama v'kama. Can you imagine if we'd stop learning Torah? Meaning, Klal Yisrael finds itself in a very, very difficult time now. Rabbi Akiva told Papas Ben Yehuda, there are terrible, terrible gzeiros that the Romans are decreeing. And could you imagine how bad it would be if we would stop learning? We can't stop learning. Amru, it is said. A short while later, what Papas Ben Yehuda had predicted actually happened. Rabbi Akiva was taken away. He was locked up and he was put on death row. But Papas Ben Yehuda, interestingly, says the Gemara was also taken away. And it just so happens that they were roommates. They were in the same cell. Rabbi Akiva turns to Papas and says, what are you doing here? I was caught. I was teaching Torah Berabim. I went against the Roman decree. Why are you here? So Papas told Rabbi Akiva the immortal words. He says, how fortunate are you, Rabbi Akiva? You were caught. But you were caught for teaching Torah. He says, woe is to Papas, I was caught. But unfortunately, I was caught for Dvarim B'Teilim. When Rabbi Akiva was taken out to be killed, the Romans were torturing him. But it was Man Kriya Shema. And he was saying the word Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Omer Lei Talmidov. Said Talmidim turned to Rabbi Akiva and said, Rabbeinu Ad Kan? He says, he's saying Kriya Shema. Now I know it's Man Kriya Shema, but how do you say Kriya Shema now? Omer Lei, so he told him, Koyoma Yisim Mitzdara Posak Zeh. He says, you don't realize, my whole life I've been waiting for this moment. Bechol Nafshecho, this is Rabbi Akiva's drush and the braisa that the Gemara just brought. Afilu Noiteles Nishmascho. Amarti, I used to say, Mosai Yovai Liyodi Vakaimenu. When will I ever have the opportunity to be mekayim this pasuk? The achshav shebali yadi. I've been waiting my whole life for this moment to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much I love Him, that I can say Kriya Shema, I can be mekabel this ba'ahava v'yohavdo. Rabbi Akiva was being mairich by the word echad, until his neshama departed the world by the word echad. Yotzeh Baskel, Amr Baskel came out and said, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, sheyotzeh neshmasa be'echad, Amru Malachi Asharis lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Malachi Asharis turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, Zu Torah v'zu Schara, how does this add up? Mimsin Yotcha Hashem, Mimsim, how do you understand this? Amalehem, Sakadosh Baruch Hu told the Malachim, Chelkom Bachayim.
Yotzes of Basko v'amro, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, Sha'ata Mezum l'chai Yoyl Ma'ba. This is not the Schar Rabbi Akiva. This is the way the story of Rabbi Akiva ended Ba'al Mohaden. But Rabbi Akiva's Schar is, he's Mezum l'chai Yoyl Ma'ba. Either way, we will exhale here. So just a few ha'aris on one of the most classic dafin and shas. So in no particular order, we'll start light and we'll get a little bit more intense as we move along. So the first ta'ara is the Gemara said, Amar Rav, lo ivri alma elo la'achav ben Omri ulu Rav Chanina ben Doisa. Rav said the world was created either for tzadikim gemurim or for rishaim gemurim. The Beinoni doesn't really fit in. It's for the tzadik gomer, yes, olam haba. It's not shayach. The rasha gomer, olam hazeh. This is for him. But the Beinoni, and Rav gave examples. An example of a rasha gomer is Achav ben Omri. An example of a tzadik gomer is Rav Chanina ben Doisa. I was thinking that it could be this memra of Rav, which is not so well known, tucked away here in a classic daf in Masechtas Brachos daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, is perhaps l'shitasoi to something else that Rav said that's a little bit more well known, and that is a Gemara in Masechtas Sanhedrin. It's in Perek Chelek, Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara over there says, "Amar Rav, lo ivri alma elu leDavid." The world was created for David HaMelech. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, not for David HaMelech, but rather the world was created LeMoshe. Zok Rashi. Rav says LeIvri Alma Elo LeDavid. Shmuel says LeMoshe. Right? Rav and Shmuel always argued. We always say this, that whenever Rav and Shmuel are saying the same thing, it's news. Rav and Shmuel Damri Travayu. Because usually, if Rav said one thing, Shmuel said the other thing. And here too, who was the purpose? Who was the tachlis of creation? Rav said, I think it was David HaMelech. Shmuel says, no, I think it was Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Rashi, Rav said, David, b'schus David, shayo osid loymer kamashiris v'sishbachis. Why David? Because Rav felt that the ikar of Bria Sa'ilu was David HaMelech. David HaMelech's avoida was tefillah, shiris v'sishbachis, Yerushalayim. That's David. And that's the tachlis. Shmuel said, Moshe, b'shul Moshe shayo osid lekabel es ha-Torah. It's mavur that Rav felt the ikar of Bria Sa'olam is David, Shiros Fisishbachos. Shmuel held the ikar of Bria Sa'olam was Moshe. Moshe that was also the Kabbalah Satira. I saw Rav Ruvi Margolis in the Margolis Sayam on this Gemara. He's mitzayin another Gemara. A Gemara Mesach de Soita, Daf Yir Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Vayaslahem Batim. It's referring to Shifra and Pua, the Mialdois, for the Mesiris Nefesh that they had after Pari made the Gzera that all the boys have to be thrown into the yard. They were Moshe Nefesh, and Chazal said they were rewarded. What was the reward? It's a Pasuk. Vayaslahem Batim. The Gemara says, in Soita Yir Aleph Amud Beis, Rav and Shmuel. There was Machlek is Rav and Shmuel. What these batim were? Chadamar once said Batei Kuhuna Leviyah. It's referring to the Batei Kuhuna and the Batei Leviyah. But Chadamar, and the other one said Batei Malchus. But in the Gemara, it's not clear who said what. Says Rav Ruvi Margolis, Lulei Demistafina. I would say that even though in the Gemara in Soiti Yeralef on the base, it's not clear who said what. But I think this Gemara here in Perek Chelik, Daf Tzadik Ches on the base, is maybe a Giloi. Rav said Lo Yivri Alma. If Rav felt that the ikar of Bria Sa'olam is David, as if to say David is more than Moshe, then it makes sense that he held what was the matana Vayasla and Batim was Batim Malchus. Whereas Shmuel that said Yavri Alma Elul Moshe, so that's Batim Kuna Velavia. Moshe Rabbeinu came from Shevet Levi, so then it would be Batim Kuna Velavia. But either way, he said even though in that Gemara it's Chadama Chadama, we don't know who said what. But maybe this Gemara over here is a Giloi, and we've mentioned in the past that there's many Gemaras. Earlier in the Daf, we spoke about the Gemaras where you see Rav. Rav's Madrega of his Milas Hashtika, but you find Rav with Tefillah as well. There's so many Gemaras. The Asor Emil, the Chassidus of Rav, the 10th one that the Chidah brings in his Pesach Hinayim and then the Masechtas Menachos, which comes from Rashi Sefer HaPar. This was that Rav had a beautiful voice. He used to always daven for the Yomid. He would say, Kabbalah Hashem Mehoincha, Al Tikri Mehoincha, Ela Megroincha. Rav was the author of many, many Tefillahs. Beschus Tefillahs Rav, the Magid Talumah. So a lot of the Tefillahs that we have trace itself back to Rav. Rav is always Tefillah. This is Rav Lishitasai. This is like Ivri Alma Ela Ledavid. What did Rav say in our Gemara right here? Brachas Daf Samach Alam Days, that the world was created for the Rishon Gemurim and the Tzadikim Gemurim. Who's the Rasha Gemur?
That's Achav ben Omri. Who's the tzaddik Omer? Rab Chanina ben Doisa. Rab Chanina ben Doisa, it's an interesting choice. Why Rab Chanina ben Doisa? Why did Rab Eliezer Gadol? Why did Rab Akiva? When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, what was unique about Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa? We learned the Gemara. And Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son wasn't well. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai went to Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa's Talmud and said, daven for my son. So his wife heard about it. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's wife said, I understand. You're going to your Talmud. What is he greater than his? He's not greater than me. But he's Doimele Eved Lefnei HaMelech. I'm a Sar Lefnei HaMelech. We spoke out from the Goyen that Eved Lefnei HaMelech is, that's Adam Mudat Filo. It's the Amuda Avoida. Sar Lefnei HaMelech, that's the Amuda Torah. The Goyen and Esther. But regardless, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa was the dmus. He was the dmus of the Eved Lefnei HaMelech. He's the dmus of Shirois V'Sishbachos. He was the David HaMelech of his dar. It's Rav L'Shitasai. Rav who said in Perek Chelik, Le'ivri Alma Ela L'David L'Shitasai, Rav said, Le'ivri Alma Ela L'Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. Either way, that's the first dar. The second dar is that we began the daf with the story with Rabbi Akiva, where the Gemara says, Kol ma da ovid rachmano l'tav ovid. And the truth is, if you ask somebody, ask the man on the street, who said Kol ma da ovid rachmano l'tav ovid? Rabbi Akiva. Everyone knows the story. We heard the story when we were young children. He was once traveling with the rooster and the candle and the chamar. Right? This is Rabbi Akiva's very, very well-known memory. But the truth is, if you look in the Gemara a little bit carefully, so the Gemara attributes it to Rabbi Akiva, but that's only in the second version. The Gemara starts, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Mishum Rav Meir. It happens to be attributed to Rabbi Akiva as well. But the first Tana that the Gemara brings this idea of Kol Ma David Rachmano L'Tav Ovid B'Shem is Rav Meir. And I just think it's worth appreciating this for a moment. What Rav Meir went through during his lifetime. Rav Meir lost two children. And Rav Meir famously said, Hashem Nosan Vashem Lokach, the pasuk that was quoted in this morning's daf, the Yalkut Shemoni and the pasuk Ishas Chayil Miyimsa talks about Bruria and the way Rav Meir and his wife, the way that they were mekabel, the fact that they lost their two children Be'ahava. This was Rav Meir. Rav Meir lost his wife Bruria. In fact, Rashi brings very famously in Masechtas Avodah Zarah that Bruria was Chonka Atzma. She was Ma'abed Atzma Ladas. She took her own life. Rav Meir's Shver was Rav Chanina ben Tradyan, not Rav Chanina ben Daisa, was Rav Chanina ben Tradyan, who was one of the Asara Harugei Malchus. Who's Rav Meir's Rebbe? So Rav Meir's Rebbe was Rabbi Akiva, who was one of the Asara Harugei Malchus. But his really, really famous Rebbe was Achar, Elisha bar Avuah. We all know the story of Elisha bar Avuah. Rav Meir went through a lot in life. I mean, Rav Meir went through a lot in life. He had a grosser peckle. Yet, it's Tana Mishmei. This attributes itself to Rav Meir. The Rav Meir is the one that says, Kol ma da'ovid rachmano l'tavavid. The Gemara says, V'chein Tana Mishmei de Rabbi Akiva. Presumably, Rav Meir heard it from his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. Where was Rabbi Akiva makabel this? Kol ma da'ovid rachmano l'tavavid. So the Gemara says in Masechtas Chagigid, Rabbi Akiva was Meshamish Nochem Ish Gamzu Chof Beishonim. For 22 years, Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Nochem Ish Gamzu. Nochem Ish Gamzu was called Gamzu. So, Pashup Shat is because he used to say Gamzu Latoiva. Some say he came from a city called Gamzu. But the Gemara says he used to say Gamzu Latoiva, Gamzu Latoiva. No matter what happened, he always said Gamzu Latoiva. So Rabbi Akiva is a Talmud of Nochemish Gamzu. He was Meshamishim for 22 years, and he was Mekabel this idea, Gamzu Latoiva, the idea of Kol Ma David Rachmano Latavavit. Shimon Galptuch once showed me in the Toldos Yaakov Yosef says that if you medayik the Lashon of the two Chazals, Rabbi Akiva said Kol Ma David Rachmano Latavavit. Nochemish Gamzu said Gamzu L'toiva. So the tzaddikim said, what's the difference? Sounds like the same thing. Everything is good. It's not the same. Gamzu L'toiva, zu always means you can point. Achidash Hazel Lochem Rosh Chadashim. Nochemish Gamzu was able to look the Avera in, or the Tzor in the eye and say, Gamzu L'toiva, this is good. I know this is good. Rabbi Kiva wasn't able to do that. Akiva was a Talmud. This was already one Madrega lower. There was a little Yerida Sadoris in Rabbi Akiva's Madrega. Rabbi Akiva's Madrega was more high level. It was more macro. Kol ma da'ovid rachmano l'tavavid. Do I understand why this is good? But I know that from a high level, from a big picture perspective, I know there's a concept of kol ma da'ovid rachmano l'tavavid. But either way, Nochem Ish Gamzu said Gamzu l'toiva. It's a higher Madrega. Rabbi Akiva's Madrega was a Nechoiz Darga. His Madrega was only Kol Ma Da'ovid Rachmano L'Tavavid. You know, the Gemara said that Mishnah had said Chayiv Adam L'Varach Al Ra, G'shem Shem L'Varach Al Atoyv. So the Gemara says My Chayiv L'Varach Al Ra doesn't mean you make the same bracha. You sure don't make the same bracha because if the Psur is Toyv, you say Atev HaMetiv, and the Chasur Yisrois, you make a different bracha. What bracha do you make? You make the bracha of Baruch Dayan Emes. So we spoke out recently, the Gemara Masechtes Pesachim Daf Nun Anam Aleph, where the Gemara says that La'asud Lavoi, the brachas are going to change. That we're going to make, even for bad things, we're going to make the bracha Baruch HaTov HaMeitev, right? Like Oyel Mazel Oyel Mabot. Now we make HaTov HaMeitev sometimes and sometimes Loyaleinu Baruch Dayanu Emes. But La'asud Lavi, it's always going to be the HaTov HaMeitev. We spoke out the Tzlach, the Noi Deb Yehuda, on that Gemara Pesachim Daf Nun Amud Aleph. He says BeYaldusi, when he was a child, he heard a drasha from the Maggid of Brod, and he said Dvarim Neflaim. Says the Noi Deb Yehuda. He said that what does it mean that La'asud Lavi we're going to make even for bad things a Baruch HaTov HaMeitev? La'asad Lavi aren't going to be bad things. So what does the Gemara mean? It means that today, in real time, sometimes we see good and sometimes we see bad. And based on the way it's perceived, so you have to determine what bracha you're going to make. But La'asad Lavi, we're going to have hindsight, which is 2020, and we're going to be able to realize that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, even things that we perceived at the time as being bad, it was really good. So La'asad Lavi, we're going to look back and on all those things that we made a Baruch Dayanu Emes, we're going to make a bracha of HaToyv HaMeitiv. The Gemara said on Dav Zayin Amir Aleph that Moshe Rabbeinu davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He asked him for three things. And the Gemara says, what were the three things? The Gemara darshened it, and the Gemara said that one of the things he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, explain to me, Devishta, I want to understand Tzadik Virala. I want to understand, this is the sugya we're learning now. I want to understand Tzadik Virala. I don't understand it. I know Kol Ma David Rachmano L'Tach Vashteyes Nish. I want to understand Tzadik Virala. Parenthetically, the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, I saw in his Emes Yaakov, says that he thinks that Gemara is a raya to one man da Amar in the first parak of Masechtas Bava Basra that says that who wrote Sefer Iyov? Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, because the whole Iyov is Tzadik Virala. That is Iyov. Iyov is the story of Tzadik V'Raloi. And if Moshe Rabbeinu wanted so badly to understand Tzadik V'Raloi, he says it's very matim with that man, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says in Emes Yaakov on that Gemara in Masechtas Brachos, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that wrote Sefer Iyov. But what did David tell Moshe Rabbeinu? He told him, I can't tell you. He said, after he asks him all his requests, he says, I can't tell you. I'm sorry. This request is not something that I'm able to show you. But the Chasam Sofer says that what did David tell him? You know, Hashem was really telling him. He was giving him a shtickle of teretz. It wasn't just dismissing him completely. He told him, right now you don't understand. Tzadik V'Raloi doesn't make any sense. In real time, it's very, very hard to say Gamzu L'Toyva. And even if you could say Gamzu L'Toyva, you don't know what the Toyva is. It's not something that you're able to understand. That one day you're going to look back, and one day you'll be blessed with hindsight, and then you'll understand everything. It's just Upanai Lo'iro. In real time, this is not something that you're able to understand. Today there's a Toyva Ametiv, and today there's the Baruch Dayan Emes. But one day we're going to look back, and one day we'll be able to make a Baruch HaToyva Ametiv, even on things like the brother Maggid said, that today we make the bracha of Baruch Dayan HaEmes. So moving along, the daf ended with the classic story of Rabbi Akiva, who was on death row, and the story with Pappas Ben Yehuda. So just a few, I mean, on this Gemara, there's so much to talk about. We have, I think, 10 red bites on this Gemara already. First of all, how was Rabbi Akiva able to give up his life? Rabbi Akiva had a right to be Moisa Nefesh. Mechatesi. It wasn't Avodah Zarah. It wasn't Gilui Arayis. It wasn't Shvichas Damen. This was a suicide mission. Pappas Ben Yehuda told Rabbi Akiva, you're going to get caught. And Rabbi Akiva did get caught. You never think of it that way. Rabbi Akiva was partially put himself out there knowing that Al Piderach HaTeva, the Romans were going to take him away and they were going to torture him to death, which is what happened to Rabbi Akiva. How did Rabbi Akiva have a right to do that? And so there's many terutzim that are given. The most famous maybe is Rabaruch Ber. Rabaruch Ber in Bircha Shmuel. So you have a Bircha Shmuel in Brachas Daf Samech Aleph, where the Bircha Shmuel in his Akdamah Techeil Dalit brings it's a letter, it's a michtov that's printed over here in the Hakdamah, where Rabbi Baruch Ber said that teaching Torah, berabim, or learning Torah, is not avodah zarah, it's not gilui arayis, it's not shvichas damim. And based on that, it's not one of the three pratim of Yiddishkeit, where the halacha is, if you have a gun pointing at you and you have to make a decision, should I allow myself to be killed or violate this sin, that the halacha will be a har gavayava. It's true. He said, but you know what learning Torah is? You know what teaching Torah is? You know what Torah berabim is? It is Yiddishkeit. So he said, this is Yiddishkeit. This is if Rabbi Akiva would have stopped teaching Torah. If there'd be no learning, there'd be no Yiddishkeit. Then what are we doing? See, it's not a prat in Yiddishkeit. There are three pratim within the world of Yahadus, with Allah is Yahari Vayavar. But Rabbi Chaper says it b'lashoyne yazov and in Rabbi Chaper's way. But this is the point. The point is that what was at stake over here was the ganze Yiddishkeit. So what do you mean? You're going to stop learning because the Allah says that Talmud Torah is not Yahari Vayavar? Then what would be with Klai Yisrael? Torah Matehelel. So it was poshut that this was something that had to be done. Something light, and then we'll get again a little bit more intense. And that is, you know, we know there's a big shaila in the poskim, how you spell the name Akiva. What's the right pronunciation for the name Akiva? Just to put a few things, come full circle a little bit. So some people spell it Ayin Kuf Yud Vez Aleph, and some people spell it Ayin Kuf Yud Vez He. It's Yodua, that the Ur Zeruah had a dream. So the Ur Zeruah is one of the Rishonim, and the Ur Zeruah had a dream. And in his dream, he saw the Pasuk Ur Zeruah Latzadik, and he was told in his dream, again coming full circle, that Zorua Latzadik Uli Yishrei Leif Simcha is Soifei Tevis Akiva. That Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, is the Ur Zorua Latzadik Uli Yishrei Leif Simcha. So Ur Zorua woke up and he realized that he was given an unbelievable gem in this dream. Because if you look at the Soifei Tevis of Zorua Latzadik Uli Yishrei Leif Simcha, it's Ayin Kuf Yud Veis Hey. And he said, if that's the case, now I know how you're supposed to spell the name Akiva. You're supposed to spell it with a hey. You're not supposed to spell it with an aleph. And that's what the Ur Zeruah says. It's a tshuva from the Chassam Sofer. This is in an Evin HaEzer. It's Chelik Beis. It's tshuva Chof Hey. And it's Shemes HaGitin, a very technical tshuva. He's talking about different names, how you're supposed to spell. And he brings the name Akiva, and he's Machriya, he's the Chassam Sofer, like the Ur Zeruah was. That the, by the way, that's why the Ur Zeruah named the Sofer Ur Zeruah. The Ur Zeruah's name was not Akiva. He named it because he was so happy with this nevuah, echad mishishim benevuah, that he was told in this dream that he named his sefer Ur Zeruah. That's why he's called Ur Zeruah. But regardless, so the Chassam Sofer and the tshuva is machriya like the Ur Zeruah. He says that for Shemes Agitin, the way he's supposed to spell the name Akiva, he's supposed to spell it with a hey, not with an al. But then the Chassam Sofer asks a kasha. His kasha is that every time Rabbi Akiva is mentioned in Shas, Rabbi Akiva is mentioned with an aleph. Says it's a Pella. Says, I don't understand. Open up a Talmud Bavli. Every single Gemara that you have, the Vilna Shas, this Shas, that Shas, they're all with an Aleph. So if they're all with an Aleph, why was it an Aleph? And this is a Chassam Sofer and a Tshuva. He says, I believe the real way to do it is with a Hey. But Afal Gaf to Chor Rabbi Akiva B'Shas B'Aleph B'Sof. Even though every time he says Rabbi Akiva in Shas, it's with an Aleph. Mikol Makoyim. Mipnei Shesorku B'Sorei B'Masrikoy Shol Barsel. It's because of this story, the Gemara that we just learned. It's the way Rabbi Akiva was killed. And what happened when Akiva was dying? He said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and it was Yotzei Nishmasai Be'echad Al Kein Koisvin Ha'alef. That's why we have the Aleph in the name Rabbi Akiva, so we should remember that Rabbi Akiva was Yotzei Nishmasai Be'echad. That's why it's with an Aleph. But not because that's really the way you're supposed to spell Akiva. Spell Akiva with a hey. It's with an Aleph because of this Gemara that we just learned. This is in a Chuvin, Eben HaEzer, and Shemes Agitin. You're supposed to do it like the Ur Zeruah. Ay, Rabbi Akiva mitan Aleph. The Teretz is, it's a remiss what we just learned. Yotzei Nishmasai Be'echa. But the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva was on death row and he met Pappas Ben Yehuda. Pappas Ben Yehuda was the one who told Rabbi Akiva, don't teach Torah, you're making a mistake. The Romans are going to chop you. Rabbi Akiva gave him the mashal with the fox and the fish. He said, there's nothing I could do. So Rabbi Akiva was teaching Torah and he was caught and he's on death row. And the Gemara says, right next to him, by Yehi Ayayim, all of a sudden they bring Pappas Ben Yehuda in. And Rabbi Akiva turns to Pappas and says, Pappas, what are you doing here? I got caught. But what are you doing here? And he didn't tell him what he was doing there. He just told him, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, shenitfasta al divrei Torah. But the Vilna Gaon, Ki Yodua, told us the rest of the story. I mean, what did Pappas do to be on death row? Gemara doesn't say. Gemara just tells his response, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva. And the rest of the story is really a Gemara Masechtes Tainis, Daf Yud Ches on the days. The Gemara over there tell is discussing the Megillas Tainis, different days where once upon a time, they were you made tainus, and then there were certain days that were you made yontif, depending on something good happened, something bad happened. This is a day that something very, very bad happened. It was called Yom Turyanus. So what was Yom Turyanus? Kishabikesh Turyanus. Turyanus was a Roman monster, and he wanted to kill Lulianus Upapus. Lulianus and Pappas were two brothers, and they lived in Lud, and he wanted to kill these two brothers in Lud. Amalehem. So they're on death row, and he starts taunting them, literally, as he's killing them. He says, if you're from the nation of Hanani Mishal Vazar, meaning, you know, you're praying to your God, so let him come now, and let him perform a miracle. The way he did to Hanani Mishal Vazar, when Nebuchadnezzar tried killing him, so they told him, Hanani Mishal Vazar, Tzadikim Gemurim Hayu. hayu, uruyim hayu liyasas lam nes. Unevuchanetza melech hagun hayu. And by the way, Nevuchanetza also was a melech hagun. He was a proper king. V'roi liyasas nes hayadai. V'oisei rasha, but you head you to. V'enei roi liyasas nes hayadai. V'anu, and as far as we're concerned, nischayavnu klay lamakim. We don't deserve a miracle either. V'enein ato hiragnu, and says, by the way, to Yonis, you think you're killing us? If we're not supposed to die, you're not going to touch us. Rather, we deserve to die. And if you don't do it, harbei horgim yesh leilamakim, v'harbei dubim v'aroyay yesh leilamakim, Hashem has bears and lions, v'aylam ishapayim avaranus. So why are you killing us? Why do you have the schus to be the shliach to kill us? It's because leimasarna HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yadcha elu she'asa lipar demen miyadecha. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be the one to have our blood on your hands so that one day he can take revenge on you. You're not killing us. We're going to get whatever we're destined to get. The reason this is all happening through you is because you don't even realize what a Gehenim you're going to get because of what you're doing. The Gemara says they heard this very passionate plea of Lil Yonis and Papas. He wasn't impressed to Yonis. He killed them anyways. Amru, they say, literally, as he killed them, at Shabo, diupli meiroimi, two sarim came from Rome, upatsuas moichai begizrin, and they ended up killing this Tur Yonis right after he killed Lil Yonis and Papas. So Lil Yonis and Papas were on death row. What exactly happened? So Rashi says that what happened was there was a Maisa Shahaya Kachaya with a daughter of the Kesa, presumably Turyanus was killed, and they accused the Jews of killing her. It wasn't true. It was a bilbil, it was a libel. But they accused the Jews of killing her. And they were gonna they decided it's gonna be a pogrom, there's gonna be a one day Zman Kihilo Lachkoil, where they're gonna be able to be Lahashman Laharigula Abid, and they're able to do whatever it is they want to do. And Lulyanus and Papus said, you know what? We're gonna give ourselves up. We're gonna go and we're gonna be Moisa Nefesh. We're gonna be Moisa Nefesh to protect the shtetl, to protect all the Jews. So they said that they were responsible for killing the daughter of the case. It wasn't true. They weren't. But they were giving themselves up. Lahatzolas Klal Yisrael. That's the story. That's the story of Papas and Lo Yannis. In fact, the Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Yud Amud Beis, it's also Gemara Masechtas Psochim, Daf Nun Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, Amra Bavo. He had a Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Shimon ben Levi had a son whose name was Rabbi Yosef. Chalash, he wasn't well ingid, and he had like an out of life experience. So when he woke up, says father, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi said, "My chazis, what did you see when you were?" So he told him, "Oylam hafach roisi. I saw an oylam hafach al yainim tachtoy lamata v'tachtoyinam lamaylo. People that on this world get a lot of covet. Rashi says they're gvirim. They get covet for physical things, not spiritual things. Those people in the next world." People that nobody look at this world, in the next world, Alamaila, Amalesi told me, you didn't see an Oilam Hafach. You saw Oilam Barur, Ra'isa, Vanan, Hechi Chazin. Then he asked him, what about us? Like, can you tell me something, some inside information? Amalesi told him, Ki Hechi de Chashavin and Hacha. Chashavin and Hassam. So just like we're considered very chashav, the Rabbanim, we're very chashav in this world, you should know, we're very chashav in the next world as well. And then he said, I heard something else. I heard Shahayu Oimrim, Ashrei Mishabal Likan V'Tamudai B'Yadai. Praise the someone that comes V'Tamudai B'Yadai. So all of this is famous. V'Gam Shamati. He said, then I also heard Shahayu Oimrim. They said, Haruge Malchus Ein Beria Yechayla Lame B'Mchit Sassam. Haruge Malchus Ein Beria Yechayla Lame B'Mchit Sassam. So the Gemara says, who are these Haruge Malchus? My name, Ilema Rabbi Akiva. Doesn't Rabbi Akiva Chaverov? So the Gemara Bishom Aruge Malchus Hulei. That's Rabbi Akiva is. Rabbi Akiva, this Maisa that we just learned is amazing. But that's not Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, everything is Kulan is Alibid Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva can't be called Haruge Malchus. So the Gemara says Ella Haruge Lod. It's referring to the Haruge Lod. Says the Vilna Gaon, who is Haruge Lod? Say the Rishonim. You know the Haruge Lod word. It's this Gemara that we just learned. Rashi brings it right in Bava Basu Daf Yudam and Beis. It's this Maisa Shahaya Kachaya with the two brothers of Luyonis and Papus. These two brothers were the Haruge Lud that Rabbi Yosef, who was the son of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, when he heard in Shamayim el Yoinim, Tachtoinim el Yoinim, Oilam Hofuch Royisi, Ashrei Misha Bolakam, Tamud Beyadai, he said, I also heard, Shayu Oimra, Ruche Malchus, Embri, Yechel Lama Bechitzasan. You know who those people were? Who is in such a place in Gan Eden that nobody can go near them? It's referring to the Haruge Lud. It's referring to these two brothers, Lulyonis and Papus. Why did they merit this? Because they gave up their lives to spare Klal Yisrael. Says the Vilna Gaon that the Gemara Masechtas Brachos Daf Samech Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara talks about a Papus who's having an interaction, Papus Ben Yehuda, with Rabbi Akiva. You know, it's this Papus. It's Papus of Masechtas Tainus Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. It's Papus of Masechtas Bava Basra Daf Yud Amud Beis, of Masechtas Psachim. That's who the Papus is. He's the Haruge Lud She'ein But if that's the case, there's one pell in this Gemara. Because the Gemara says that when Rabbi Akiva saw Papus, he said, Papus, what are you doing here? And what did he tell him? He told him, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva shenitfast al divrei Torah. Oiloi le Papus shenitfast al dvarim betelim. So, till you know the rest of the story, okay, he was caught for Dvarim Betalim. But this wasn't Dvarim Betalim. He saved the whole Kehila. Not only did he save the whole Kehila, the Gemara already says that Ein Kol Birya Yochel Lamed B'mchitzasan. So what does it mean that he was Nitvas L'Dvarim Betalim? And the punchline is obvious. The Velt says that you see from here that as great as Atzolas Klal Yisrael is, but if it's a Kum Tzatayra, what it comes from, Rabbi Akiva was doing, it's Dvarim Betalim. Of course it's not Dvarim Betalim. In a vacuum, it's not Dvarim Betalim. But compared to what Rabbi Akiva was doing, Rabbi Akiva was giving over the Messiah. Rabbi Akiva was teaching Torah to the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. What Rabbi Akiva was doing is that's on another planet. What Pappas Ben Yehuda did was not Shayach. But relative to Rabbi Akiva, relative to learning Torah, being Makal Kilas Berabim, what Pappas Ben Yehuda did was Dvarim B'Tehillim.